2 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to look at beginning verse 7. And I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation, and this is a passage of scripture that is very familiar to most of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, and it reads as follows in the New Living Translation. Even though I have received wonderful revelations from God, but to keep me from getting puffed up, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from getting proud. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Verse 9 says, each time he said, my gracious favor is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. Most of your Bibles say, my grace is sufficient enough for thee. Reads on says, so now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may work through me. Since I know it is all for Christ's good, I am quite content with my weaknesses and with insults and hardships, persecutions and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. If you guys will give me just a few minutes this morning, I want to talk about I am weak, but he is strong. I am weak, but he is strong. And I know that we've actually, I believe we preached this sermon not long ago. But I really want to touch on this morning because I think it's a word from God that can help a lot of us this morning. My brothers and sisters, the writer of this particular passage of scripture is none other than the Apostle Paul. We know the same Apostle Paul who was shipwrecked 3 times, the same Paul that was knocked off of his high horse on the Damascus Road, and God began to speak with him. He was blinded for 3 days, and he began to preach and teach God's word. This same guy that was a persecutor of the church, we know that he was there at the stoning of one of the greatest deacons that ever lived by the name of Stephen, and he approved of everything that went down, but this same Paul had a change of heart. So the one that was that persecuted the church is now being persecuted by the church. So we see that Paul had a change of heart, but he had something that went on in his life that he wanted to share with these people at the Corinthian church, at the church at Corinth. Now, to really understand where Paul is coming from, you have to look back early in chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 1, Paul talks about the vision that he had. Early in chapter 12, verse 1, he talks about a vision that he had and something that happened with Paul. And I'm going to read a little bit of this. It says, this boasting will do no good, for I must go on. I will reluctantly tell you about visions and revelations from the Lord. I was caught up in the third heaven 14 years ago. Whether I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know. Only God knows. Yes, only God knows whether I was in my body or outside my body. But I know that I was caught up to paradise and heard things so astounding that they cannot be expressed in words. The things no human is allowed to tell. Now, see, Paul had an experience with God. Paul actually was caught up, and he heard things and he saw things that were astonishing to him, that were amazing to him. And Paul is saying here, listen, I could come to you and tell you all of these great things that I experienced. I can come to you and brag about the fact that God thought so much or thinks so much of me that he caught me up in the third heavens and he revealed things to me. Most of us that have had an experience with God, what do? We talk about it all the time. The Lord did this and the Lord did that. We talk about how God has blessed us. I got a new car and I got a new house and I got the man of my dreams or the woman of my dreams. But Paul here is talking from a whole nother level. He's bringing this thing back around, and he says, even though, verse 7 says, even though I received wonderful revelations from God, but to keep me from getting puffed up, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from getting proud. Every person in here has a problem. Every person in here has an issue. Every person in here has a thorn in their flesh. The Bible says, and sin entered into the entered the world by one man, which was Adam. So my brothers and sisters, each and every one of us are sinners. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, hello, sinner. Look at your neighbor and say, hello, sinner. It is what it is. As pretty as he was or she was, or whether you said it to your mama or your wife, you are sitting next to a sinner. And guess what? You are sitting next to somebody that has a problem. Paul, God thought enough of him there to bring him up a little closer to heaven, up to paradise, and showed him a few things. And it was so awesome that Paul couldn't even put it into words. But then Paul comes back to the church and said, look, I could tell you. I could share it with you. But you know what? All of that flowery stuff, all that awesome stuff, all that great stuff don't matter. Because, see, I got an issue. And I need y'all to understand that even though I'm Paul, and even though God thought enough of me to bring me up a little bit closer to him, I still got issues. Amen? So no matter what your spiritual high has been in your life, my brothers and sisters, you still have something that will ground you. And my question is this morning, who are you taking your issues to? The Bible says there was a woman with an issue of blood. It says she spent all her money. She had an issue of blood for 12 long years. She went to all the doctors. She spent all the money that she had. And then, when she was broke, she went to Jesus. I like Paul's persistence here. He said, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from getting proud. My brothers and sisters, see, some of us can't be trusted with success. Because as soon as God blesses you, you forget all about God. The reason why I don't have that 750 this morning, because I might be at the car wash washing that 750 instead of out here preaching God's word. Amen? The reason why, my brother said, that you don't have that big house on a hill, because you know what? You may not be grown enough to handle it right now. Amen? Because the Bible tells me that what comes before a fall, y'all know this, pride comes before a fall. So what God had to do with Paul is he had to continuously keep him humble. We all want to be an A-plus Christian, right? We always want to do the right thing. We always want to say the right thing. We always want to go the right places. We always want to bless people. We don't want to curse anybody. But my brothers and sisters, we fall short. Amen? But you know what? That's all part of the process. Amen? Y'all going to roll with me this morning? To torment me and keep me from getting proud. Then he went to verse. Then you look at verse 8. It says, three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Oh, how many of y'all have asked the Lord to take that thing away? Oh, how many times have you asked God, Lord, take him away. Take her away. Lord, take these feelings away. Take this anger away. Three different times, the apostle Paul, that wrote 14 books in the Bible, had something messed up in him that he had to go to God three different times. And you got that stuff in you, and you ain't even gone once. And you gotta, the thing about it is, God knows your heart. And see, some of us got stuff in us we don't want to get out. Some of y'all gossip so bad, and you don't want to stop. Some of us lie so much, and we don't want to stop. You scared God might take it away from you. Some of us creep so much that we reinvented creeping. You ain't asked God one time, take this creeping away from me, God. No. You just perfect the game. Okay, yeah, I knew y'all get quiet on that one. Some of us have drinking problems. That thorn is drinking for some of us in here. You act the fool every time you drink. Have you one time asked God to take that taste out of your mouth? Because you don't want it out of your mouth. I just have a drink socially. Well, you're not sociable after you drink it. Amen? Paul had this thorn. I don't know what the thorn was, Darren. I'm not going to speculate. Some theologians say that he had a physical ailment because they say that Paul was kind of stooped over. When you looked at him, he really wasn't that good to look at. You know, Paul's kind of jacked up. And all the time he's spending, y'all know Paul was in jail all the time. What was Paul, what was you doing, man? Thorn in his flesh, Darren. Some of us got some thorns. Woo! You thinking about them now, huh? Oh, but look at this, look at this. Three different times he begged the Lord. He didn't just go. See, some of y'all don't really. Paul earnestly begged the Lord. I'm talking about he fell to his face and said, God, I'm messed up and I need you to fix it. Or even with his hands, I'm hurting and I need you to heal me. He begged the Lord, Lord, please, God, please, please help me with this situation. I want to be whole. I don't want to be like this. He didn't want to be the way. He didn't want to be messed up. Again, I don't know if he had mental issues. I don't know if he had a physical ailment. I don't know what it was, but guys, he went to God. He begged God. When was the last time you begged anybody for anything? Because, see, pride's got us so puffed up with pride, we ain't begged in a long time, have we? You wait till she gone before you start begging. Baby, please, baby, baby. Now, see, baby. You've been losing her for 2 years. And now you, come on. Is that thorn that had y'all messed up? Look. And you know what, guys, I'm telling y'all, but the reason why I'm preaching what I'm preaching and talking about what I'm talking about, because I got some stuff, y'all. And I, you know what, it's some stuff in me I've been trying to get rid of for a long time. I know y'all may not come back next Sunday. Our pastor has some issues. He may be smoking crack. We don't know what it is. Maybe chasing women. He may be drinking. What our pastor has, he said he got a thorn. Some of y'all going to put it on Facebook. Pastor got a thorn. I sure do. Me and you both. So let's go beg the Lord together. Amen. But Paul and all his greatness and all his awesomeness, my brother, had sense enough to go to God. But look what an almighty God responds with. And New Living Translation says, each time he said, talking about God, this is what God told Paul. He says, my gracious favor is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. Let's stop right there. Who has a King James Version? Who has a King James Version? Read that for me.
And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities than that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in it.
Stop right there. That's all I need right there. My grace is sufficient enough for thee. Did you hear that? My brothers and my sisters, let me share something with you. The Canton Spirituals have a song, and it says, I'm not sure if it's called I'm Coming, Lord. But what the song says is it says, I'm coming, Lord. He says, I may be blind and cannot see, but you can look for me. And he said, don't call the roll until I get there. I may be crippled and cannot walk, but you can look for me. But Lord, don't call the roll until I get there. Well, what does this mean? My grace is sufficient. My brothers and sisters, his grace and his mercy is sufficient enough for all of us. Amen? You and I want to be that upstanding person. We want to have great health. We want our children to do well. We want our finances to be in order. I could probably say this morning that most of us have a thorn in our flesh, and the thorn is our finances. Money is just, Your money can't get right now when gas is $3.59 a gallon. There's a thorn in my bank account. Yeah. Amen. But look, God's response was, my gracious favor is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. My brothers and sisters, you all have read that poem, Footprints in the Sand, where the man is talking about God. They was walking along the seashore, and they're walking in the sand, and they're two sets of footprints. And then during the toughest times in his life, when this guy's reflecting back over his life, he says, God, there's only one set of prints. There's only one set of footprints. So why, when I was going through my worst times, why when I was going through my hardest times, why when I was my sickest, why when I was the most mentally messed up, God, why were you making me walk alone? And God responds to him and replies to him and says, listen, my brother. That time when things were the worst, I was carrying you. Those were my footprints in the sand. So in our weakest moments, my brothers and sisters, we are strong because we're in the care of an all-loving God. Sister Brown, don't worry about it this morning, because God is carrying you and he's going to carry you through. My brothers and my sisters, we see that Paul learned to accept his thorn because he realized that it could not stop him from accomplishing God's mission. So whatever, my brothers and sisters, thorn you have in your flesh this morning, you need to understand and know that it cannot stop your mission for God. How many times have you talked to your homeboys or your friends or your girlfriends and they say, I'm going to church when I get myself right? Let me tell y'all something. Can I put this out there? This is going to be on the website. You got a man holding a mic that ain't got it right. Uh-oh. Because my Bible says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Any man saying that he has never sinned is a lie, and the truth ain't in him. Woo! I'm not even worthy to hold the mic this morning. But the thing is, y'all, you know what? This is just like the hospital I tell y'all all the time, like an AA meeting. You know why you here this morning? Ron, you look good. You and Tamika, y'all look like an all-American family. Look like Barack and Michelle sitting there this morning. But you know what? Y'all messed up. I'm sorry, but you messed up. And you know what's awesome about it? Is he says, my grace is sufficient enough for you. He said, I got y'all. Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Hallelujah, somebody. This is like the hospital. Everybody in here dealing. Anybody here not dealing with sin? I mean, newlyweds, y'all dealing with sin? Huh? Eli, you've been around 80 years. You still dealing with sin? Really? Y'all dealing with sin, huh? But you're in the right place. You in the right place this morning. How many of you feel better when you leave? How many feel stronger when you get out? That's what I'm talking about. Because that's what this is all about. Oh, let me finish this thing. Paul is willing to suffer for God's commission for his life. He didn't let attack stop him. Because he said, because Satan has put this thorn in my flesh to torment me. Did y'all see that? Satan put this thorn in my flesh to torment me. Now, Job said, when Job was going through what he went through, what did he say? He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You know what? Job didn't even give Satan credit for what he was going through. Job said, though you slay me, I'm going to still trust you. So my brothers and sisters, we still have to trust God even though we're going through what we are going through. Amen? Attacks didn't stop him. How many of us have had things go on in church? I've known people that things have gone on in church and they didn't go back. And you know what those people have turned into? They turn into spiritual nomads. Have no identity anywhere. They're just going from place to place. Well, God wants you planted right here. And you know what? It's going to be some issues. It's going to be some attacks. I've been attacked. Y'all been attacked. You're going to get attacked for rapping this morning in church. What in the world? Rapping? Lord, I don't know what's going on down at Orange Chapel. My brothers and sisters, thorns can threaten our faith if we allow them to raise questions about God's care for us. Some of us are going through things in life, and we will question whether or not God loves us or not. Some of us have lost loved ones, and in our process, we will still say, God, why did you do this to me? But the fact that we are able to keep pressing forward despite these obstacles reveals God's power and sufficient grace working through our inadequacies. Isn't it awesome that God will still wake you up every day, even though, think about that. That argument you had last night, see, back when we was under the law, some of that stuff y'all did last night, you wouldn't have woke up this morning. And you wouldn't have been, it would have been you and your whole family dead. God would cut everybody off. But when he said, my grace is sufficient enough for thee, he meant because Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Oh. Because of Jesus, now there's grace. I can live with my problems now. Hallelujah. Woo! Think about that. Oh, he's gone to prepare a place for us, y'all. We can embrace. See, what we should do is embrace hardship. A lot of times when things get tough, when things get tough, tough get going. So you got to get to going. Some folks run from trouble. The first sign of trouble, running like Forrest Gump. You know what, y'all? When serious things go on in my life, you know what I do? That's when I really calm down. Cause, you know, when my son was in the car accident, y'all, I knew I came to preach. You know why? Because ain't nothing I could do. But we freak out, don't we? But if he said my grace is sufficient enough, I got to lean and depend on that all day, every day. Hallelujah, somebody. Write this down if you like to write stuff down. If not, just listen to it on the website. We can embrace hardship with the confidence that everything that happens to us can serve a long-term benefit with God's larger plan for our lives. Did y'all hear that? Y'all let me say that again because I wrote this down. We can embrace hardship with confidence that everything that happens to us can serve a long-term benefit within God's larger plan for our lives. You know that God has a larger plan for your life if you'll just stick with the ship. Amen? If you'll stick with the ship, well, somebody's trying to get off. But you know what happens when you leave the ship? You get in trouble. Y'all been reading the news about the guy on the cruise ship, the captain on the cruise ship, when they hit that sandbar, he left the ship. And the captain can't leave the ship. And he is under criminal charges right now for abandoning. Oh, hallelujah, somebody, for abandoning the ship. So when things get tough, y'all, when you run into something, you run over, don't jump ship. Stay with the ship. Fess up. Fess up, my rib. Yep, I did it. Oh, you want me to repeat that? Okay, I'll repeat that. We can embrace hardship with the confidence that everything that happens to us can serve a long-term benefit within God's larger plan for our lives. Got it? So this is part of what it means to live by faith and not by sight. When we know that down the road, things are going to get better. The problem is, y'all, what the world has served us is the fact that you can't make it. Y'all remember, y'all know the movie I love to talk about, The Color Purple? Mister has Celie so messed up in the mind, Celie didn't even try to escape. Y'all know how many years passed by? Hoppo hit her with a rock when he first walked up, and he was a little old bitty boy like Devin's age. Then you go a few scenes, Hoppo's a grown man with a wife. And Celie's still getting beat down. Y'all gonna roll with me on this? And Mister had beat her down for years, and you black, you ugly, you ain't nothing. Huh? Oh, but it took old Suge Avery. Come and tell, sister, you've been on my mind. Oh, sister. And that's what Jesus said. You got to come on up. He called us sister. He called us brother. Because Satan has tried just because we got this thorn in our, just because we got issues. We have problems. Y'all see, Celia was dealt a rough deal. Her father had molested her as a child. She had some thorns in her flesh. And those things carried over into adulthood. Oh, but when she figured out she was somebody, she said, I may be black. I may be ugly. Oh, but thank God I'm here. Come on, somebody. Oh, I'm weak, but he's strong. Oh, say what you want to say. I got, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. The things that hinder our bodies must not hinder our faith, my brother. So there's some things that hinder us sometimes. What people say about us, if we're sick, if our mind seems to be slipping a little bit, if we don't look as good as we used to do, things that hinder our minds and hinder our bodies, we cannot let it hinder our faith. We got to continue to have faith no matter what. One great man once said that the faith that fizzled was faulty from the first. No matter what goes on in your life, brother, if you got baby mama drama and everybody saw it at the club, don't worry about it. Keep moving. Amen. If you mess up, dust yourself off and try again. Amen. We fall down, but we get up. A saint is just a sinner who fell down and got back up. But we letting the thorns keep us down. We letting the thorns nail us down. We letting the thorns nail our feet to the ground, and we're not moving. I got it. Y'all see, I can't even stand behind the pulpit. Because I gotta keep moving. Amen. We don't have to abandon God over these struggles. So many people abandon God. Well, my marriage didn't work out, so I'm a quit going to church. They wouldn't let me lead a song, so I ain't singing no more. She rolled her eyes at me, but you don't know what's going on in her life. If she rolled her eyes at you, maybe say, hey, good morning, sister. Hey, I just wanted to know I love you. I don't know what's going on. You rolled your eyes at me, but I ain't rolling mine back. But see, we still in that eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You shoot my dog, I'm going to kill your cat. You know that old kind of stuff. That wasn't in the script. That's not in the sermon. I don't know where it came from. But we must ask him to give us we must ask him to give us calm in the midst of a storm. Anybody been through a storm lately? I dare you to let go and let God. Because you know what? You can't change it anyway. Y'all know what? I walk around here like I'm John Coffey. Some of y'all got stuff going on in your lives, and I'm over here, John, I'm trying to take it back. I know John Coffey, he tried to take it all back. Y'all remember John Coffey on Walking the Green Mile? Y'all got to watch movies to come to the Orange Chapel now. Watch the Green Mile. Hey, John Coffey will try. I try to take it back. He fixed stuff. Yeah, I can't fix all y'all's problems. Amen? I can't answer the phone all the time. Sometimes me and Candy kicking it. You know, I can't just pick up the phone all the time. But the word says that there was a thorn in his flesh. He said, my grace is sufficient enough for thee. You got to communicate. You see, the you know what? Paul would have never received an answer for what he was going through if he hadn't asked. The reason why you haven't received any instruction on what your next move need to be is because you haven't asked. I'm supposed to get a hand clap on that right there. The reason why that thorn is, and then after he went to him, he kept going back. And after the third time, he never went back again because he got the answer. It is what it is. It is what it is, my brothers and sisters. We want to be perfect, every last one of us, don't we? Oh, I want to be perfect. I just want to be right. When you see me singing, I just want to be right. We used to say, when you hear me testifying, I just want to be right. We said, when you see me giving God the praise, I just want to be right. And y'all know what? When we used to sing that song, we was the furthest thing from right, wasn't we? Ooh, we. I ain't even going to tell y'all how we used to come to church. I ain't going to tell you, Sister Roberta, I won't be your boyfriend no more. And we singing, I just want to be right. But you know what? We knew that God's grace was sufficient enough. Even though we was messed up, we was still giving him praise. You know what? Sometimes you just got to practice it. And you hang around me long enough, you're going to hear about Jesus. You come to Orange Chapel long enough, you're gonna feel better about your walk with Christ. Amen? I'm going to shut this thing down, and I'm not going to hoop today, so all you hoop fans, no hooping today. We're going to shut this thing out because I want you to think about this. And I didn't finish it. The difficult times, I begged the Lord to take it away. Verse 9 says, each time he said, my gracious favor is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. So I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may work through me. See, that's why I tell y'all that I have issues and I'm messed up, because God works most in my weaknesses. See, let me tell you something about Jamal. You know, I hadn't seen you in a while. Let me tell you something. You are a powerful young man on the football field. We all know that. We're just praying that God's going to do awesome things. Amen. Amen for you. Amen. But you know what? You got some weaknesses. And instead of going around telling everybody, I am the best. Because I made all state this year, and you know, next year we're looking for bigger and better things. You say, you know what? I need to work on my footwork a little bit. I need to work on this part of my game. And I tell you what, those things are what make you strong. Your weaknesses are what make you stronger, because you continue to work to get better. Amen? Are y'all with me on that? Did that make sense? See, Paul could have boasted and bragged about he had been to the third heavens and God had showed him these things, but he said, you know what, that don't even matter. I got a thorn in my flesh, y'all. But he told me everything's going to be all right. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. You know what, some of y'all wouldn't pray. Some of you young men that got baby mamas, I'm not going to tell you to raise your hand, but some of y'all in here have baby mamas. And I know several of you young women in here have baby daddies. But you know what? Maybe that's your thorn, because maybe you wouldn't even pray if you didn't have to deal with his crazy butt. Huh? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the fact that the things that we struggle with, those are the things that make us call out to God, and those are the times when he comes and he rescues us? Amen? We need God's peace to live with the obstacles in our lives. In all circumstances, we need the wisdom and faith to trust in grace. His grace is truly sufficient enough for all of us, my brothers and sisters. And let me finish this up. Verse 10 says, since I know it is all for Christ's good, I am quite content with my weaknesses, with my insults. Anybody been insulted? Put down? With my hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. Somebody say, thank God for weakness. Because Christ died for those of us that are weak. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. I hope we helped somebody out this morning. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Just because. Let me. Do y'all remember when Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray? Y'all remember that? And at that moment, my brothers and sisters, Jesus prayed a prayer to his Father. And he said, Father, take this cup from me. If it's not your will, Lord, take this cup from me. If it's your will, take this cup from me. So he said, listen, I really don't want to go to this cross. If I don't have to. God, if you can come up with any way to save these folks, do it. He said, but if it's your will that I may endure this, he said, so be it. Let your will be. I'll go. I'll go if I have to go by myself. I will never call Christ weak. But I will tell you that there was a moment in his life where he had to call out to God himself. And he said, if I don't have to go this way, don't make me go. So, my brothers, there are going to be times in our lives where we're going to be weak and we're going to struggle. We got that thorn. Amen? Hallelujah. Then when he was on there, we serve an awesome God. Amen. If there's anyone here today that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, see, guess what?